Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Decodable Books Kindergarten Grade 1 by Kate Mendoza is an early literacy resource positioned as a beginning set of decodable readers for children in kindergarten and first grade. Its focus is narrow and practical 5 short vowel CVC stories that allow new readers to practice simple sound spelling patterns in connected text. The book is framed around Orton Gillingham and structured literacy principles, which makes it especially relevant for students who need explicit phonics practice, including struggling readers and children with dyslexia, rather than asking children to rely on pictures, context, or memorization. A decodable reader like this is meant to support accurate sounding out and repeated application of already taught skills. That makes the book less about literary complexity and more about instructional design, within the crowded market of early reading materials. Its purpose is clear: to offer controlled, manageable stories that help learners build confidence with foundational decoding, strengthen early word recognition, and practice reading in a way that matches the science of reading, emphasis on systematic phonics instruction. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a beginning decodable set built around CVC short vowel reading. The most identifiable feature of this book is its concentration on 5 CVC short vowel stories. CVC words are among the earliest and most important patterns in phonics instruction because they help children connect single consonant sounds with short vowel sounds in simple, closed syllable words. A resource organized around this level gives children an accessible bridge between isolated phonics drills and actual reading. Instead of practicing sounds only through flashcards or word lists, learners get to see those patterns functioning inside short stories. That shift matters because reading development depends on applying skills in connected text, not just recognizing them in isolation. By limiting the text to beginning level patterns, the book appears designed to reduce overload and support success. This is especially important for young readers who are still learning how print works, and for older struggling readers who need a calmer entry point into decoding. A focused CVC collection also suggests a strong instructional sequence, since short vowels are usually introduced early in systematic phonics programs. In practical terms, the book serves as a step one resource simple enough for beginners, but purposeful enough to reinforce accurate decoding habits before students move on to more advanced patterns. Secondly, alignment with Orton Gillingham and structured literacy practice. The book presents itself as Orton Gillingham aligned, and that positioning places it within a widely recognized structured literacy tradition. Orton Gillingham is known for explicit, systematic, cumulative, and multisensory reading instruction, particularly for learners with dyslexia. A decodable reader that fits this approach should not be random or based on predictable text patterns. Instead, it should give students reading practice that reflects the phonics concepts they have already been taught. That alignment is one of the book's most meaningful strengths in category terms. It implies that the stories are not simply easy in a general sense, but controlled in a way that supports skill transfer from lesson to text. Structured literacy emphasizes that children benefit when decoding, phonemic awareness, spelling, fluency, vocabulary, and comprehension are taught in coordinated ways. A beginning decodable reader cannot do all of that on its own, but it can function as an essential practice tool inside that broader system. For teachers and parents using explicit phonics instruction, a book like this can help maintain consistency. It supports a teaching model in which children read what they have been prepared to read, rather than guessing through books that contain patterns they have not yet learned. Thirdly, why this format matters for struggling readers and children with dyslexia. One reason books like this matter is that many struggling readers do not need more exposure to text in a general sense. They need text that matches the decoding skills they are trying to build. For children with dyslexia especially, uncontrolled reading materials can encourage guessing, frustration, and a sense of repeated failure. A decodable reader built on short vowel CVC patterns offers a more supportive route. It narrows the task so that success depends on applying known sound symbol relationships, not on memorizing repetitive phrases or inferring words from pictures. That makes the practice more honest and more useful. The title directly identifies dyslexia as part of its intended audience, which is consistent with the strong connection between structured literacy and dyslexia intervention. Even without making inflated claims, it is reasonable to say that such books can improve confidence by giving students text they can actually decode. They also allow for repeated rereading, which can help move effortful sounding out toward greater automaticity. In that sense, the value of the book is not only academic, it can also be emotional. A carefully controlled early reader can give hesitant students a rare and important experience of reading a whole story with genuine independence. Fourthly, the role of controlled text in science of reading instruction. This book fits squarely into current science of reading discussions because decodable books are commonly recommended as practice texts during the early stages of phonics instruction. The main principle is straightforward. If a child is being taught a phonics pattern, the reading material should allow that child to use the pattern. Control text supports this by limiting most words to those that are phonetically regular and already teachable at that stage. For a kindergarten or first grade learner, that kind of text can prevent dependence on context clues and picture reading. It also gives teachers clearer evidence of whether a child is really decoding. In a broad educational sense, this is one reason decodable texts are often preferred over predictable or leveled books for beginning instruction. A title centered on five short vowel stories reflects that philosophy well, because short vowels and CVC words are among the earliest pieces of the alphabetic code children are expected to master. The book therefore seems best understood not as a standalone literacy curriculum, but as a targeted reading practice companion. Its usefulness depends on matching instruction to text, and when that match is present, controlled stories can help reinforce accuracy, fluency, and the gradual development of secure word recognition. Lastly, practical value for parents, tutors, and classroom teachers. A notable strength of a book like this is its usability across settings. Because the content is tightly focused and the reading level is clearly defined, it can function in classrooms, intervention sessions, tutoring, and home practice. Teachers often need short texts that align with a phonics lesson and do not introduce too many untaught patterns. Parents, meanwhile, benefit from materials that feel simple to use and do not require specialized training to support basic practice. A beginner decodable set can meet both needs if the stories are concise and readable. The fact that this title contains five stories may make it manageable rather than overwhelming. That smaller scale can be useful for repeated readings, one story at a time, which is often how early decoding practice works best. It also gives adults a way to monitor progress with a limited and transparent set of skills. In category terms, this kind of book is most valuable when used intentionally after children have learned the relevant sounds and need connected reading practice to solidify them. For tutors and interventionists, that practical clarity matters. The book appears designed less as entertainment reading and more as a dependable instructional tool for the earliest stage of phonics-based reading development. In conclusion, Decodable Books Kindergarten Grade 1 is best suited for beginning readers, children who need extra phonics support, students with dyslexia, and the adults teaching them. Parents looking for home practice, classroom teachers needing skill-matched reading material, and tutors working in structured literacy settings are the most likely to benefit from it. Its practical value lies in its narrow focus. Instead of trying to cover too much too quickly, it concentrates on an early and essential reading milestone, short vowel CBC decoding in connected text. That makes it useful for building confidence, reinforcing lessons, and giving children a realistic chance to read independently from the start. In a market where many early readers still encourage memorization or contextual guessing, this book stands out by centering controlled text and phonics application. Its Orton-Gillingham framing also gives it clear relevance for educators and families who want materials aligned with structured literacy and science of reading principles. The book likely will not replace a full reading program, nor should it be expected to. Its value is more specific than that. It offers targeted practice at a crucial entry point in literacy development. And that focus is precisely what makes it potentially effective for the readers it is designed to serve. If you would like to support Kate Mendoza, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.